bonds of the Spirit, and how these latter, the supernatural bonds and the bonds of the Spirit, are more noble, more intimate, more real, and more profound. We see in the first reading, taken from the letter to the Hebrews, it talks about the body of our Lord and the will of God. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you took no delight. Then I said, as is written of me in the scroll, behold, I come to do your will, O God. So God has prepared a body for the Redeemer, and he has come to do the will of God. By this will we have been consecrated through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. So God prepares a body for the Redeemer, the instrument by which we would be redeemed. And he takes that body from the flesh of the Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit. So it is the love of the Holy Spirit for the Blessed Mother and Our Lady's love for God that brings forth the body of the Redeemer. And our Lord would fulfill the will of his Father and accomplish the redemption through the sacrificial offering of his body. Now we go to the gospel, where the mother of Jesus and his brothers arrive at the house, and they call for our Lord. They want to speak with him. And then our Lord turns to those around him and says, who are my mother and my brothers? Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. So Mary, having given the body to Jesus Christ, given him his human nature, she is the natural mother of our Lord. There is a natural relationship with him. These brothers, of course, are not the children of Mary, nor are they the children of Saint Joseph by some other woman, but they are the relatives of our Lord, his cousins, extended family. So they too have a blood relationship with our Lord, a natural relationship. And when our Lord says, who are my mother and my brothers? Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. Right, that's not saying that those who are standing outside with whom he has a natural relationship are not his mother, brothers and sisters, but that that natural bond is not as noble, not as important, not as intimate and real as the supernatural bond that unites our Lord with those who do the will of his Father. Okay, those who do the will of God, it refers to the soul in the state of grace, who have the life of God in the soul, vivifying the soul. So we can say, for all of those who are united in the mystical body of Christ by means of baptism and faith and have a living faith, okay, animated by charity, there is a more intimate bond than the bond we have with our mother and father, our brothers and sisters, in our natural family. And this is really experienced, okay, by some souls who happen to be in a situation where, say, a wife is a believing, practicing Catholic, and the husband is not a believing, practicing Catholic. There's a sensible distance between the two, notwithstanding the two have become one flesh. But the wife, who is living in the state of grace, actually feels more intimacy with the community of believers, with other souls who are in the state of grace. Okay? And that's because the bond we share by the common faith and by having the life of grace in our soul unites us more intimately than those fleshly bonds. So let's pray that all souls will follow the will of God and will be joined into the intimacy of His supernatural family, that is the Church, and share the joy of spiritual brotherhood with the members of the mystical body of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.